I think it was this year still, in 2017 originally. We went through a process with our consultant to, let me back up even further. As you all may be aware, a lot of times during commercial zoning applications, like even we heard, like I had to talk about in that B1, you know, we get a concern that, particularly with regard to the commercial zonings, as opposed to the B1s, it's so wide open. You know, you apply for CR1 and you can do, you know, any number of things. Some of them might be fine, but some of them may not. And that gets, we hear from applicants that you know, what they want to do, and they, you know, that they would prefer to be able to be more specific. The way our code set up doesn't allow them to be more specific. And on the flip side of it, the public, they say, well, you know, we don't know what's going to ultimately be there either. I mean, it's been sort of an ongoing issue. So to sort of solve that problem, the county retained a consultant to look at dividing our existing commercial zones into smaller zoning classifications that were more specific in the types of use, that what uses that could occur in there. And in addition, it creates a planned commercial district, which is something that we have been sort of batting around for a while, where you actually come in with a plan for a large site. It has to be a large scale site. And you say, this is what I want to do. It's kind of like an RPC where the commission and council can impose conditions on and actually approve a site plan for that. So it takes all that uncertainty out of it. The applicants like it, and we actually heard from, and this goes back several years, from several attorneys and engineers and developers that they are sort of clamoring for that type of thing so that they can come in and say, this is what I want to do, county and public. You know, will you approve this? And we're willing to put conditions on it that enable us to do just that and make it a good plan. So with our consultant, we came up with those, and that was the ordinance that was introduced earlier this year. At the time of introduction, the consultant changed the table that was supposed to correspond with the text of that ordinance. And so we had a table that didn't actually match in some places what the text of the ordinance said. They weren't major things. Like a lot of times in certain districts, things that were permitted in the table were only accessory in the text or vice versa. And there were a lot of those things that we picked up along the way. So that's one thing. The second thing is we also realized, as we got to make some changes to it, that there was some opportunities to fix a few other things. One is, as we went through the comprehensive land use plan at the commission level, we realized that there was not any provision for technology centers, so we added that into the districts. We recognized that there was an error in how the zoning districts dealt with temporary removable stands, which I think maybe predates all of you except for Mr. Wheatley. A couple years ago, it used to be that you had to, do you remember?
Oh. Yeah, I remember the whole thing.
Yeah, it had to do with food trucks. You had to come in and apply for a conditional use for a food truck, which is ridiculous, you know. And so anyway, we made that a permitted use. What we did is in the revisions to this, the corrections, we just took it so it's the same as it is in the rest of our code. So it's now a permitted use if you meet certain criteria. There was a gap in the way this was worded. If you had fewer than 6 gas pumps, or more than 6 gas pumps, you know, you fit in.
But what if you had 6?
6, exactly.
You're out of luck. 6.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so we fixed that. And these are just some of the examples. We made it clear that open space is permitted everywhere. That was kind of worded strange. There was separate categories for retail food establishments, supermarkets, and retail sales establishments. You know, as we were going through it with staff, realized that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. They're all just retail sales. Why are we creating all these categories for things that are just ultimately retail? So it's with those fixes, it's the same as what we went through before. It's the same information you saw in all those PowerPoints that we had from Axiom. We ended up reintroducing it, and it's for the simple fact that it would have been impossible to go through and recommend to county council and county council adopt line by line all the changes we had to make. It's a whole lot easier just to say, all right, here's the fixed document, recommend approval of that. That's the long and the short of it.
Okay.
And I will say, just because this question comes up, back when we introduced the first ordinance, we did run it through a group of people that would be affected by it, and that was public, commercial realtors, commercial developers, you know, and just people in that world that would be using it, and then, like I said, including the public, and they all, you know, they had some questions on specifics as to square footage here and there, and we addressed and fixed that, but they were all in favor of it. Everybody had a real positive outlook on it because they saw the benefits of it moving forward as well. So.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Do we have any?
Mr. Wheatley, you got anything?
I would just share with the rest of the commission that for many years, the commission was very much desiring a commercial planned development option like the C4 zoning in here will give us. And I think that's going to be very important moving forward, especially when you get these large places like the Wingo Townsend application, or even going back 15, 20 years to when the outlet malls were done and so on. These were all large applications that really would have benefited from this kind of process. So I'm very much in favor of seeing us have that in our ordinance. And without asking Mr. Hopkins to read the entire ordinance into the record.
Oh, thank you.
what you're basically saying is this is the corrective version.
Yeah, that's
we have
correct.
In front of
yeah.
us. Okay. Well, I was aware of a lot of the.
I would add to that with that planned commercial, it does allow for a residential component in it as well. And that's kind of been an ongoing issue that we've had, you know, like we talked about with CR1, it doesn't allow residential, but we've had some projects where, you know, people want to do residential over commercial or things like that.
Mixed-use building.
Yeah, mixed-use building, and we don't really have a good fit for that right now, so that kind of fixes that gap too.
Right, and I think that's important because we get asked for that
yeah.
a lot, and I think you're going to see more of it. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
I'm good.
Mr. Hopkins?
I'm good.
And I'm the fly in the ointment.
No.
I know. I actually added to it a couple questions.
Okay.
Because I'm definitely for the whole concept of let's break it up and be able to do more. But there's a couple things like on page, there's no pages.
There's
but anyway, under the definitions.
There should be line numbers on your.
Oh, yeah, there
yeah.
we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do that. Okay, on line 207, where it's a service or filling station, it says that you're not allowed to have major repairs on a motor, or such as motor replacement. Which I would like to see that stricken because I know there's a few mom and pop places out there.
And that actually, so that was the existing, but there's no reason why we can't strike it. So the things that are underlined in italics are new language, and anything that's in brackets, which really isn't that much, is old. But there's no.
Yeah, this is. I know it's old language,
yeah,
but it's
no,
the
but
language that's not good for yeah. small businesses that are in.
So place, strike, yeah. but not including major repair work such yep. as motor replacement.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, that one. Next, I had, there's no definition for what a home occupation is.
There actually is in our code already.
Okay.
It's
separate. So I just wanted to double check on
yep.
that. That was
so,
and
it's pretty
sure
specific,
it's,
yeah.
Okay. And want to make sure we didn't need it here as
no,
well.
Yeah, the
yeah.
only definitions in here are the ones that are getting changed somewhat.
Yeah. Okay. And actually, that was one of the fixes we had because the consultant, I forget what they called it, but they called it something else besides home occupation, which wasn't defined, and we already had a definition for home occupation, so that was one of the other corrections.
Okay. My next question was, why are we only allowing one temporary vendor stand? You know, like...
Well, and that was... So, there's temporary removable stands. That was the way council wanted to do it. Back when they adopted that ordinance in the existing zoning districts, C1 and CR1 and B1. I can't remember specifically the reason why they wanted to limit it to one, except for these were supposed to be, you know, as they say, temporary, and I don't know that they wanted them to maybe put down roots and become, you know,
right. But since it includes food trucks and that's all the rage, you know, if somebody wanted to do like food truck rodeo.
Yeah.
For a while,
I know. My only suggestion on that would be is that And that makes sense because that's evolving, like you said. But I would just suggest leaving it the way it is in this because otherwise we're going to have inconsistencies and it might be something that we come back and revisit for all of it.
Okay.
If that makes sense. You know.
It's 8:45.
Yeah. Because otherwise we're going to have something in the new stuff and something different in the old stuff.
Okay, well, that's why I just wanted to be sure. Yeah. I wanted to bring that.
Yeah, but that's a good one.
Because that is one that is evolving and I would like to see in future iterations of this. All right. On line 1687, where it says medical clinics and things, it talks about this is under the permitted uses and healthcare, biotech, all that stuff. Would that include like small doctor's offices? Like earlier, we talk about home businesses, which could be a doctor's office in his home, but would he have to go under, or she, excuse me, have to go under the I-1 institutional then under this?
I would think it would include that. I'm just looking to see if that's the only place. I don't remember off the top of my head if that's the only place where that shows up. Because I think the idea was, I think that shows up in several places because it's in the B3.
Probably does.
I will
admit I got a little fuzzy as I was reading the same thing over.
Professional office would also include a doctor's office.
Yeah, and also they could do it as a home occupation, you know, anywhere.
I just wanted to make sure that, you know, somebody, did, you know, didn't have to get this advanced zoning for something like that. Okay. And then my last one is height requirements. Are they changing? Is there any thought to change the height requirements if we could, you know, if it could increase open space or any reason? These are the same height requirements we've always had as far as I can see.
Yeah, that's what they just passed through basically on height. There's no reason why you couldn't recommend a higher height.
I would recommend that we propose a higher height for commercial districts if it is a case where they can show it would allow more open space or a better connectivity or some superior reasoning for allowing that.
Okay.
Usually your increased height is also associated with increased setbacks too, though, isn't it, Vince?
It can. I mean, that's, you know, in the RPC it talks about that a little bit, like, you know, your density and height, and then there's more space on the outside. But I mean, that's what we were looking at when we were talking about heights would be, you know.
That's the only thing.
To do it that way.
I mean, if I was just thinking if somebody could make, if they could come in and say, you know, I can do this hotel, but if I could make it 50 feet tall, I don't have to make it this wide, and so I can have more, you know, more space for people to walk around and grow grass.
I mean, that's something you can recommend to council, for sure.
So, that's what I would like to recommend, then, that it would have some kind of, but have something tied to it, not just, you know, anybody go for a higher, but there has to be something.
Okay.
Those are my recommendations. I don't know how we go about.
Exactly. Well, we don't have a motion yet, but I'll work something up on that. Because,
there should be some discussion. It's not just the Kim show, I'm assuming, so.
Well, I know. We got to ask the public, too, absolutely.
We want to hear.
One thing I forgot to mention, too, is that we also put a, we looked at, I think it's in the LI1 and LI2, maybe both or maybe one of the others, sort of a safety net that said that the commission can make the determination if somebody comes in with a use that's not specifically listed, that you all can make a determination that it's close enough to what's in that zone that that would be appropriate, so that nobody's locked out either.
Right.
You know.
I thought that was good for growth as things change over time.
Yeah.
Somewhere. You know, when those flying cars come in or whatever. Okay, anybody else have anything else to say? White House?
No.
Okay, well, let's open it up to the public. Does anybody have anything they would like to? Any comments, concerns, questions? You got like 5 seconds. Done. All right, there you go. All right, then I will be closing the public hearing on this.
Before we move on, so Ms. Stevenson, so one was, increase, and we can have discussion on this, but I want to make sure I got my notes when we come back to it. Increase the height. I think you said in return for showing of
increase in open space.
There's some give and take that increase open space or have better interconnectivity because you know you've heard that from me before. Or some way that it will benefit the world.
And then
remove line parts of line 210 into 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. That closes all our public hearings for tonight. All right.